What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you all know, we men in today's society are still under immense pressure. Why? Because we know that there are still not adequate facilities to where we can go to and actually talk. I mean, we can't talk to the women in our lives because they will turn around and weaponize that later on, especially during an argument. But that pressure, sometimes it just explodes and we lose it. Like the man in this article that was published on the 21st of January. Quote unquote, "We weren't arguing. I just lost it. Indy man arrested, accused of offlining his wife with a hammer." Wow. Someone decided to really hammer his point home in regards to putting on the mask. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 911 call came in from a man who said he, quote unquote, bludgeoned his wife to deletion. According to court records, Terry Ogle, 79, called Indianapolis Dispatch on Friday afternoon. And while answering their questions, he said, quote unquote, "The nature of the emergency is that there has been some violence." He explained there was a domestic disturbance between him and his wife. As the questions continue, Ogle tells dispatch that his wife has been beaten with a hammer. Quote unquote, "She's deceased. Yeah, she's been down for a while," he told dispatch, adding, quote unquote, "It's too late for CPR. When asked about what preceded the attack, he said, quote unquote, "It's a long story. I've been under depression for a while. So we weren't arguing. I just lost it. I think she's having an affair. So I lost it." Indianapolis Metropolitan Police were dispatched Friday afternoon to the couple's home in the 2800 block of Kuenstein Drive South. When officers showed up to the Marion Cold Springs neighborhood on the city's northwest side at about 1 p.m., they found 76-year-old Mary Ogle suffering from blunt force trauma to her head. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. Terry was placed into custody but taken to Eskenazi Hospital to be treated for a self-inflicted laceration to his left wrist, as well as high blood pressure, according to court documents. Terry had told investigators the hammer was back in the drawer by the time he called 911. Police found his wife on her back on the floor in a rear bedroom. A reclining chair in the living room had a large amount of blood on the armrests, as well as the wall behind it. There was suspected blood in multiple areas of the home, including the hall, stairs, basement, and kitchen sink. A family member told detectives that a text from Terry's number stated, quote unquote, "I'm going to jail. I offlined Mary." The couple had been working in education for many years. Terry was arrested on a preliminary charge of termination, but had not been officially charged by the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, by the time of this article's publication. Well. Gentlemen, I told you, there were going to be more older and elderly men who put on the mask. Now, this man said he'd been depressed for a long time. So, that goes right back to what I always say about married couples when the mask ends up getting put on. You never know what's going on behind those closed marital doors. A lot of husbands suffer in silence. Sounds like this guy was long suffering. And the pressure that he built up, he finally snapped. Won't be the first. Definitely will not be the last. Especially when it comes to a lot of these old boomers. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of them are finally snapping out. And hey, I'm here for it. I'm going to be the reporter in these cases. What more do I truly need to say, gentlemen? What more do I truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. Got to give it a 10. Method of execution, the hammer of harm. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. I'm going to give that a 30 because, of course, they had to come across the corpse, the carcass. And for the brutality factor, yeah, I'm going to reiterate, he thoroughly hammered his point home. So I'm going to give that a 45. So Terry, the offliner ogle, gets a score of 130. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, there's going to be a lot, and I mean a lot, of elderly men who finally just snap out. They're going to crash out. Why? We all know those old men still in those marriages have suffered for so damn long. There's so much pressure built up. And guess what? Who's really going to listen to an old man? Yeah, it sucks, but hey, that's just the nature of things. Men have been so beat down, especially in this country. Yeah, this society, this openly misandric society that we live in, and yet people still have the unmitigated gall to tell men, even moving forward from this year, that we still need to man up and take it. No. More and more men have decided, man up? Hell no. Man out, as our esteemed brother, the line of MGTOW, says. Yeah, more and more men are saying, nope, I'm not even wasting my time getting into a relationship. That way I don't have to put up with a woman's crap. No. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Men of today, yeah, a lot of them crashing out. So, yeah, there's going to be more. There will be more bloodshed, gentlemen. There will definitely be more bloodshed this year moving forward. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still believe that somehow you're in charge just because you have the gun of the state behind you, you need to understand something. You need to understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think the gun of the state gives you, no. That always goes out. Feminism and the idea that the man in your life won't go upside your head if properly pushed, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, the gun of the state is not effective. It's only a quote unquote deterrent. Once again, I'm going to reiterate, it's only because of our restraint as men that a lot of you still walk this earth. And guess what? When you've become the bane of a man's life, hey, whatever happens, happens. He said it. I'm going into the cage, but I put her ass in a box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.